Let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run, I did. Chris Uzinski here. Hey, welcome to Running Flat Radio. It, you know, broadcast every Tuesday night here on AM 800 CKLW. Really, really excited about today's show for a lot of reasons. But one is we actually get to kind of deliver to you, the listeners and the runners, a solution to a lot of your problems. Now, not all of your problems, trust me, you know, there's just not a couch big enough for that. But what we're really talking about is getting to your PB, getting to your personal best, actually getting to the race and giving it everything you got and getting to Boston or getting to be at the top of your age group in a 10K run. So it's stuff like that that we're really kind of focusing on, especially going into the winter months, of getting you into peak performance for next spring, because frankly, there's nothing we're going to do for you right now going into your fall. I mean, you're all tapering, you're all going crazy at home, you know, trying to stay out of the fridge. If you're running a marathon or a half marathon and you're in the middle of your taper, I get it. We've all been there. So let's not worry about that. Let's get that show on the road and get it done. And then let's regroup and talk about how we can actually get you guys at your absolute best through this winter and into the next spring season. So to do that, our good friend Andrew Judson will be back with us, and we'll be talking about this great special announcement that we're going to make, and I don't want to give it away. So you're going to listen to him and I talk about it in the second and third parts. And then Ben Kaplan is back with us, the editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine. Ben's going to be in, and we're going to talk about, it's kind of the same thing about goal setting. But this time, it's really about those key runs that you have on your bucket list. And, you know, whether it's, you know, New York, LA, Paris, I'd love to run Paris one of these days. All those things that, you know, we all wish as runners who look at, you know, we've done this, done that. We've been within the local 4 or 5 hour radius and ran those races. What's left for us to do? So we're going to touch upon that with our good friend Ben, who I'm sure is absolutely going ape crazy, because he's in a taper. I think he's running, this weekend at the, or is it next weekend? Sorry. It's next weekend at the Toronto, Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront. You know, talking about this weekend is Canadian Thanksgiving for our American friends. We celebrate a little earlier, and to kick it off, you know, and it's a Monday holiday, not a Thursday holiday. So Monday is a statutory holiday here in Canada. What's amazing is our last run of the Running Flat season is this weekend. It's Zombie Chase on Saturday night. So everyone kind of asks me, like, oh, do the zombies chase you and do they touch you? And I don't know. Look, this is the way the event works, and it's such a magical time. First off, the weather is going to be amazing, and when the weather is amazing for an event like this, the water is perfectly still and the lights are glimmering off the bridge right at the foot of Riverside and Askin is kind of the start finish line for this race. The race is called Zombie Chase. So the idea is when you register and you come down to the event, which starts at 5 o'clock at the waterfront this Saturday night, that's your race kit pickup. And the race actually starts, the race run walk, whatever you want to do, starts at about 6:55, 7 o'clock. You know, I kind of hold it back and I kind of wait until it's really the twilight's there and you got the orange sunset behind you and it really gets kind of magical. And then we'll kind of release you. So ideally, we line up all the survivors, and that's the people who are not dressed up as zombies who are running the event. They start first, and then 3 minutes later, we start like the zombie section, and they go out. And believe it or not, 95% of everyone who comes to the event is dressed up as a zombie, and the whole family comes out. So it's, you know, it's like a 10-year-old kid, it's like a 15-year-old kid, it's mom and dad, it's grandma and grandpa. It's such a fun event, and You know, it's the event's actually sponsored by our good friends Rock Bottoms, which is just this great place to eat and to have a great draft on Sandwich Street. And afterwards, when you show them your medal, you'll get a discount on something really ghoulish. You know, I think last year we did zombie burgers where they actually used olives for eyes. You know, on an open burger, it was pretty gruesome, and guacamole. So they're amazing. Staff down there and owners down there, huge supporters of the zombie culture and our runs. So you definitely have to go check out whatever their special is for you after the race. So this race has this famous medal. First year we had this medal where it was like a clamshell where the guy's head opened up and it said no brains, and the medal glows in the dark, by the way. And then the second year we did a female version of the zombie where the head opens up. So this year we decided that we're going to go in a little bit of a different direction, and we would do this large road sign with like a zombie with his arms kind of folded out, you know, kind of reaching out as he's walking, and it glows in the dark. It's a massive medal. I'm telling you, it's the size of my fist. That is the finisher's medal this year. If you want more information about that and other races, just go to runningflat.com or go to our Facebook page where we have lots of dialogue about Zombie Chase and all the folks that are really excited about coming to Zombie Chase this year. Zombie Chase is really unique in our calendar for a lot of reasons. We chose a holiday because we thought we would get more people at a holiday, but then again, in a holiday, lots of people travel. What's been really interesting is the people that travel in are from out of town, and there's a lot of out-of-towners that come back home to the Windsor area to celebrate Thanksgiving. So there's literally like 45 spots left for this event. Registration online closes tomorrow night, and then if there are a couple spots left, what we'll do is we'll take registrations on Saturday starting at 5 o'clock at the waterfront. So what's really important about this event is that it's family friendly, it's a lot of fun, and our good friends also at Windsor Eats are putting on a food truck festival down the way from us, and so they're going to be there that night as well, and you know what, it's just a great time, and it's really nice, I guess, from the Running Flat staff standpoint to kind of finish off the our year, which has been an amazing year at Running Flat, by the way, just to kind of finish it off and put in the books and, you know, and still, you know, not worry about snow flying and everything else in the race season. Like, we don't start our race season in February for a reason, and we don't keep it running in November and December for a reason. Years ago, I got to tell you, a couple years ago, we did a dog race that we were pretty famous for. Santee Paws was the name of this dog race, and we did it on a course of a Santa Claus parade that was done here in Windsor on Willette. So the roads are all closed. We think, why not release the dogs, you know, before the parade starts? And we'll go up the parade route. We'll come back the parade route. And it was an absolute ton of fun. I got to tell you, the dogs were having a blast. The owners were having a blast. It was great. But who knew that dogs peed on absolutely everything in sight? So every pylon, the arch, everything got it. So, you know, cleaning that up in December is not a lot of fun, I can assure you. Anyway, you're listening to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Yuzinski, so direct all those nasty emails to chris@runningflat.com, and I'll answer them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Only at Canadian Tire. When you spend $200 or more on winter tires, you can pay your bill over 24 equal monthly payments with no interest.
No interest, no interest, no interest!
And learn about the Ontario Winter Tires Insurance.
Discount, discount, discount!
At CanadianTire.ca/winter tires. This is
fun, fun, fun!
And now some
legal, legal, legal!
Equal payments on approved credit with your options MasterCard. Conditions apply. Offer expires October 31st. See flyer for full details. Canadian Tire. Canada's
Garage, Garage, Garage!
8, 9, 10, ready or not, Here I come.
Traditional hide-and-seek is a good time.
But it's safe to say AM 800 has kicked it up a notch.
The same thrill of the search.
That same feeling of triumph upon discovering a hiding spot.
Here's the big difference.
Instead of searching for a friend,
you're seeking out a fabulous getaway to a sunny destination.
AM 800 and Sunwing Vacations wants to know, are you ready for a round of hide-and-seek?
Tune in and listen for your chance to play. We'll give clues to the location of a virtual boarding pass hidden somewhere in Windsor, Essex.
If you're the correct caller and guess our secret hiding spot,
you could win one of three all-inclusive vacations for two to Brisas del Caribe in Varadero, Cuba.
Even if you guess incorrectly, you'll still score an AM 800 travel pack. What are you waiting for?
Boarding passes to Brisas del Caribe in Varadero, Cuba are waiting. All you have to do is find them.
Get full contest rules at am800cklw.com.
Hide and Seek is brought to you by AM 800 and Sunwing Vacations.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with fog patches developing overnight, getting down to a low of 9. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, reaching a daytime high of 20. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high 21. Friday, cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers, the high 18. Saturday, sunny and a high 18. Once again for tonight, partly cloudy skies with fog patches developing overnight, the low 9.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Snap a shopping selfie this month and you could win a $100 gift card. Visit DevonshireMall.com for details.
It's time to run like zombies are chasing you. Wait, they will be chasing you. The most fun way to spend your Thanksgiving weekend is at Zombie Chase 2015. Join the A-Team at this family-friendly 5K taking place October 10th at the riverfront at dusk. This is the perfect excuse to skip dessert with Uncle Bob. Everyone gets a super cool glow-in-the-dark zombie finisher's medal and a zombie-inspired t-shirt. Proceeds benefit Life After 50. For more information, go to runningflat.com.
If you skipped breakfast, you're probably sleepworking, a morning affliction causing debilitating symptoms like poor attention to detail, and even worse, poor attention to detail. So here's a fresh way to make more of your morning. McDonald's new Morning McWrap, with scrambled eggs made fresh in our kitchens, all wrapped up in two delicious flavors. The new Morning McWrap. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada. Did we play the jingle?
AM 800 CKLW.
Oh, you're wonderful.
I listen to you religiously.
The place to talk
in Windsor, Essex.
I love you.
Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. I am your race director. You know what? I'm so excited about this next program and project that we're able to kind of deliver to you. At Running Flat, we register people all year long for our events. And we have lots of events. We have Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon next June, which is totally sold out. It sells out in like a week. We also have another event that'll be opening up in the next couple weeks. It's Le Chocolat. Le Chocolat famously is one of the largest runs in southern Ontario. And it's raced right here on the waterfront in Windsor, all based out of the Walkerville Brewery. And what's really nice about that race is we are also now, for the second year in a row, the official 10K National All Age Group Championship. So runners from all over the country descend upon Windsor and race the 10K. And trust me, everybody's a winner because it's based on age group, not just overall time. And it's a real treat to have that with Athletics Canada, to host it here in the city of Windsor as well. And but you know, so some of our races are very competitive. Like that portion of that race is very competitive. Le Chocolat isn't very competitive, frankly. We find lots of new runners joining us at Le Chocolat because it's so much fun, because it's chocolate. Our swag isn't a shirt with a bunch of logos on the back. It's wine. And we give away lots and lots and lots of wine. This last year was 7,000 liters of wine. We were one of the largest private purchasers of wine in the region. And when you look at that mixed with our charity that we work with, which is Sparky's Toy Drive and the Windsor Fire Service. There's firemen. So get it. It's firemen, it's chocolate, it's wine, and it's lots of women. And, you know, it's a great place for lots of men to also race and participate. 5% are only men, believe it or not. 95% are women. It's an awesome event. So, you know, we have these events where we're always introducing people into running, like the Color Run, for instance, which we will be announcing in a couple months. The Color Run is returning with a whole different twist. And, you know, the Color Run, you know, famously has, you know, 60%, maybe a little bit more, brand new runners who've never been in an organized 5K. So what's amazing is, you know, we're able to kind of bring people in off the couch and into a lot of fun. And then at the same time, we also have very competitive races. So one of the things that we struggle with as runners, and I'm talking runners, you know, who've had a couple of years under their belt, you know, have gone through a number of pairs of running shoes, is how do I better my time? I know lots of guys who are out there running marathons and they're just maintaining their time because they're hoping that they'll hit the next age group. You know, that they'll turn 50 or they'll turn 60 or they'll turn 30 and they'll go, oh, okay, now I can get into Boston, right? I just have to maintain that time instead of bettering the time that they're currently at. And, you know, and there's lots of ways to better your time, whether it's nutrition and fitness and mechanics and, you know, everything else. And, you know, my next guest, who was on the air a couple weeks ago, and we had such a positive response in email and downloads and folks who wanted more information. You know, I wanted to bring him back. Andrew Judson from Fitness Anywhere, welcome back to Running Flat Radio.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
You know, you and I had a long conversation after that show, and we thought, how could we together help our runners, help them be better at what they want to do, help them achieve their goals in a safe way, and help them be better athletes.
Yeah.
And we've got a really good thing here. Like, this is something that anyone can kind of join in and really achieve their goals. So why don't you introduce it?
Okay. So, well, what we kind of came up with for this fall season of running is the sort of a 12-week program, running flat, race program where, we're going to take your personal information through a 200-point questionnaire and figure out, you know, what your races are, what times of the day you're training, how many times a week you're running, how far you're running, and all these different factors that make you, and come up with a workout plan to complement your running and a nutrition plan to also fuel you up and replenish you in and around those workouts and your races and the times that you're going out for runs. So, yeah, we've kind of come up with an all-encompassing sort of nutrition, workout, race program for the beginner going to the 5K, the 10K. So basically from the couch to the 5K or 10K, or for the seasoned runner that's doing half marathons and marathons regularly. So that we can, you know, fuel them up for these events and then use the resistance training to strengthen their muscles for these races as well. So it's quite a beautiful thing that we've come up with here.
I mean, famously, a lot of runners don't stretch. They don't do, you know, a lot of cross fitness workouts. They don't do much of that. They just like to go out, run, and then just maintain. And what we're saying here is you don't have to, here is an opportunity to sign into a program where you're going to be guided the entire way.
Absolutely. Right. And, you know, it's simple little things like stretching and body weight exercises that you can do to complement what you're doing out on the turf and It's a no-brainer, and a lot of times people get that misconception where like, okay, I don't want to be lifting super heavy weights, and that might not just be the case for you, but you know, we want to make sure that if that is something that could benefit, you know, injury prevention, performance enhancement, and different things like that, it's gonna strengthen your muscles and your ligaments in and around those tender areas and just overall complement what you're trying to accomplish in these races, whether it be a personal best or just actually making it to the race and having some fun that day.
And having a healthy finish.
Exactly.
And not being hurt at the end of the race.
Injury prevention is probably, you know, one of the biggest things that we want to pay attention to. And of course, performance enhancement.
So, you know, look, I'm talking to all the runners out there because, you know what, we have thousands of downloads on iTunes and through podcast every week. And we know what you're doing with this. You're actually downloading it and then listening to us as you're running on the treadmill or going on a road, or, you know, if you're cycling, don't listen to me while you're cycling. you know, and so listen up really close. We know there's nothing left to do this year with your runs that you have in the next couple of weeks in Toronto or in Michigan or anywhere else in your fall schedule. But what we're going to do is we're going to set you up so when it comes through the dead of winter and into the beginning of the spring, when the race season starts back up, we're going to have you so prepared like you've never, ever seen before. And so let's quickly talk about what that questionnaire looks like so the people actually know how in-depth it really is.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of lifestyle factors that come into play when you fill out the questionnaire. So we basically get your family, medical background, your history. We're going to talk a lot about stress and, you know, we're going to talk about your occupational stress. We're going to talk about your personal stress and we're going to talk about sleep, which for athletes is one of those things that sometimes, you know, I got to wake up at 4 a.m. and get, you know, do this and this and this. But if you've only slept for 4 hours or so, you know, it might be best that you do your activity later on so that you don't experience adrenal fatigue. Right. So that's one little example there where we want to make sure your stress and sleep are also a huge part of your lifestyle and nutrition workout plan so that you're not tired and you don't experience that adrenal fatigue. Yeah, exactly. So what else is on the questionnaire? We've got a sort of a body type analysis, true false sort of questionnaire. So we figure out, okay, what were you like as a teenager? You know, you're going to be sending in your pictures for a body type analysis. Different body types react differently to different foods. Different body types can digest different things differently, like fats, proteins, carbohydrates, and they can utilize fats, proteins, and carbohydrates at different times. So nutrient timing is another very big part of what we do. So making sure that you have those slow release carbs and fats and proteins before your activity and then fast replenishing stuff after so that your glycogen levels come right back up, because, you know, if you're going past an hour of activity, you want to make sure that you're going to be fueled up after and sometimes even during, depending on the person. So it's very personal, this questionnaire, and we want to make sure that we cover all the bases. So we get, you know, if you're running at 5 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you're doing something else on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, or there's 3 or 4 or 5 different times of the week, you're going to have a schedule for every single one of those days and times so that your nutrition and your workouts line up with those schedules.
You know what? We have to take a break for news.
Sure. Yep.
We'll be right back after these messages on Running Flat Radio.
Time is running out. The Volkswagen 10 Days to Get a Jetta event ends soon. Now is the time to finance select pre-owned Jetta models at 0% for 60 months. And when you do, you'll find the best and largest selection of Volkswagen models to choose from. There's less than 10 days left on this offer. Go now. Get your certified pre-owned Volkswagen Jetta before October 10th. Conditions apply. See your dealer or visit VW.ca for full details.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Mike McDonald.
An arrest warrant has been issued in a downtown Windsor shooting last week. It's been issued for 22-year-old Nicholas McCullough of Windsor, who's wanted for aggravated assault and numerous firearms-related offenses. Around 1 o'clock in the morning of September 28th, police were called to an alley off Park Street West between Ouellette and Pulitzer. A 30-year-old man had been shot in the leg three times. City Hall is starting a waste diversion pilot program. The initiative will include more blue and red recycling boxes at city facilities, but no extra staff to coordinate the program. Environmental Services Manager Anne-Marie Albedoni says the city needs a coordinator doing waste audits to get a baseline and measurement, but the city doesn't have the resources to do the audits. The Erie St. Clair Community Care Access Center is looking for volunteers. Jenna Martin, Patient Relations Supervisor, says they're looking for people who have had personal involvement with the CCAC. Martin says they're looking for nearly 80 people to expand their roster of patient advisors. Head to the Erie St. Clair CCAC website if you'd like to volunteer. In sports, Junior C hockey has the Essex 73s in Wheatley tonight. Right now, Essex has a 3-0 lead in the first period. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees are playing the Astros tonight as baseball's postseason gets underway. From the AM 800 Weather Center, partly cloudy tonight. Fog patches developing overnight, the low 9. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, the high 20. Right now, it's 16 Celsius, 61 Fahrenheit. I'm Mike McDonald, AM 800 News.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back. Chris Uzinski here on Running Flat Radio. You know, I got Andrew Judson from Fitness Anywhere in studio. I'm almost speechless. I'm so excited about this because now we've actually got something to give runners to help them improve, help them be better athletes, and you know, run injury free. So if you're just joining us, we've partnered up to do a brand new fitness app, and we have a brand new program called the Running Flat Fall Race Program. And in so, what it allows you to do is sign up, do this really in-depth questionnaire about yourself and your goals and where you want to be. And from that, there's like this holistic approach of nutrition and personal trainers. And it's all app based.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know, if I'm that person and I want to, let's say, run 4 ultra marathons next year, which is okay. Never going to happen in my book.
You're not up for it?
No. But maybe a half.
Okay.
Maybe I want to run a half next fall. So or even next spring. So you have all my personal information. Now what?
Okay, so that's a very common thing, Chris. You get a lot. We've had a lot of people over the years come to us that have run 10K. You know, I've run 10K many times in my life, but I've never pushed it to that half marathon. So obviously there's a certain sequence of building up to being able to run that long. But what we'd want to do is take that questionnaire that we talked about earlier and then start customizing a workout program. We talked a little bit about the nutrition earlier. So we have a 7,000 exercise database wherein there's 12-second clips. So you've got a male or female model there that sort of, you know, you sync up the workouts to your smartphone and you press play. The model does the exercise for you. You can play it as many times as you want.
So
all your sets, your reps, your times.
Are all prescribed to you.
Yeah. So I'll drag and drop from that 7,000 exercise library and custom make a workout for you. So if you're doing a half marathon, you know, I might have, you're doing weights 2 or 3 times a week. I'll have some cardio cadences in there and some different circuits perhaps. But it's all around what you're doing currently for your running. So like that's where in the questionnaire we would gather, okay, you're running 3 times. You have the time to run 3 times a week and work out another 2 times a week. So we try to really work around the person's schedule and what, you know, a lot of people have families and different things like that. So it's just about being efficient as well as you know, making suggestions up into that goal. But if you're an ultra marathoner, you're doing 4 of those, you know, it would be more stretch, more body weight stuff. We're not going to hammer the weights hard.
Right.
It'll be more about the nutrition, stretching, core strength, a bit of cross training and stuff like that. So those are 2 different types of people.
But the questionnaire susses all that out.
So no 2 plans are alike. And that's the thing. We don't have even though this is a 12-week program, each individual program is going to be different. It's like you're going to be having your own personal trainer in your pocket, basically in your phone, and a nutritionist and a support team that gets back to you with any questions you might have along that journey.
And we're, and we're not talking about counting calories. We're not talking about doing anything
crazy like this. No, everything's all preset for you, right? So there's no guesswork in it. And that's kind of the beauty thing. I mean, you know, when I set out a plan for someone to do with as far as nutrition is concerned, I just hope that they get 80% of it. You want to make it a lifestyle. You want to make sure they're eating roughly at these times and roughly these amounts. And different things like that, but giving them the tools and workouts and all this extra stuff so that there's no guesswork from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. They know exactly what they're doing. It gives the racer, it gives the runner, it gives the client so much stuff in their arsenal that they can then execute it without having to, you know, read all these different articles, magazines, you know, infomercials and things like that with all the misinformation.
Right. We're prescribing everything for you.
Yeah,
and this is through years and years of research. It's done through all this data that's been collected. All the personal trainers that you have working with you are all involved in this. And let's talk about some of the things that they'll get.
Okay. So, yeah, basically we're going to do a customized month-by-month holistic nutrition plan. So they're in a phases of 1 month. You know, there's that process of sending in your pictures or taking your measurements. So those are done every month. We do a check-in, we get the feedback along the way. And in between you will also come to us if there's anything that you need. Then there's the customized personal, training workouts that are also month by month. So we create a whole month's worth of workouts. We give that to you as well. With food rotation and frequent changes of workouts, it keeps the body guessing and it keeps anyone from hitting a plateau performance-wise or in weight loss if someone wanted to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or whatever. So you get access to our personal training app on your smartphone, tablet, or you can print it off if you're old school. So we have 24-hour email and phone support. Weekly check-ins. We'll be having a weekly newsletter with recipes and tips and different things like that to kind of give people ideas of what they can cook in the kitchen and stuff like that. It's kind of a journey of self-discovery and education as to what your body type is, how nutrient timing really works for you. So that, hey, racing season's over, you put 7 pounds on at Christmas, you know how to take it off in January because you kind of went through the process of learning what works for you, your body type, and your schedule and things like that. So, yeah, we'd really adhere to the nutrient timing, the body type analysis. That's kind of what you get. We're going to give everyone a free cookbook that goes through the questionnaire today. You get your grocery lists, and you get an hour-by-hour exercise and meal schedule. That's what we were talking about earlier, too. So there's no guesswork. Everything's pre-configured and custom-made, and there's multiple food options and food rotations for every juncture of the day. So that's kind of encapsulates everything in whole.
So if you're interested in looking at more information about this, go to runningflat.com. That's RUNNINGFLAT, runningflat.com. And there's a tile right at the bottom right-hand corner that talks about the 12-week fall run program. And there's a special on as well.
Yeah, we're going to give 30% off for the next 48 hours. And then for the first 10 people that join up, we're actually going to give a 24-week program too. So that's doubling it up. We're going to give 24-week program. So that's basically 6 months that can take you through a season.
Right to spring.
So that's for the first 10 people that join up. And 30% off for anyone else that wants to join. We're expecting to get a good turnout for this, so it'll be a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I know last time you were on, so many people kind of talk to me. They kind of email. They say, wow, that's really interesting, you know, because, you know, that traditional going to a gym, hiring a trainer, you know, is a massive commitment. And I don't mean cost-wise. I mean, just scheduling wise, right?
Because
people's time costs more money than they could imagine. And what was amazing, you know, having you on a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about really this kind of virtual trainer program where you know it's in your smartphone, It's reminding you that today's, you know, an easy day or a hard day, mm-hmm. and this is what's got to be done. And if you're, you know, you're not sure exactly how to do, you know, that plank, you know, that there's a really short video right yep. there for you to actually see how the plank is properly done and then execute it and then log in that you've done, you know, how many reps and, mm-hmm. and how many sets. So, you know, I'm really excited to be able to kind of marry that with running flat mm-hmm. with all of our runners who want to do better. Mm-hmm. You know, they want a better experience and they want a PB and they want to go to Boston or they just want to win their age group, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or maybe even they just want to get to doing a 10K by next spring. Maybe they want to do the Chocolat 10K next May.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect opportunity for you to go, I've never done a 10K before in my life. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I wouldn't mind losing, you know, a couple pounds. And I wouldn't mind increasing my fitness, and I would love to do it in the privacy of my own home.
Yeah, you know, you don't need any equipment. We have 900 exercises with just your body weight, and right. if you add a Swiss ball to that and a couple dumbbells, a few bands, you're rocking, right?
Right, but your personal trainers exactly. will prescribe that. They'll take care of all that, and you know, and they're only a phone call away as well. To kind of answer some mm-hmm. of those intricate questions that you might have regarding it. So I'm really looking forward to this winter.
Yeah, me too.
Because really it's, you know, for us, you know, as winter, you know, we've done lots of winter running shows here. You know, we have a good friend of ours who's the deputy minister, I think, of justice for Yukon. And he comes on and he's a huge runner. Mm. And, you know, we kind of talk to him about, you know, it's getting cold down here. What do you guys do up there? and you know, and winter running is great. It's not for everybody.
No.
Working on the treadmill is not for everybody. I mean, except for Lionel Sanders. You know, so when you look at these different types of things that happen in the winter, I mean, this is the perfect escape to make your form that much better, make your fitness that much better, and then you can hit your goals next year, you know, in 2016 to really, you know, achieve those personal bests.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what makes me really excited about this, because so often conversations with runners and around running all kind of revolve around the same thing. What are you running this year? What are you traveling to? How many miles are you putting in? Anyone want to do a long run on Friday night? And, you know, and not that it's ad hoc, but, you know, we all kind of work together towards the same goals, but wouldn't it be nice to kind of fix some of the other areas in your fitness, to really hammer that goal, next year.
Absolutely.
And that's what really makes me excited about this. Runningflat.com. Go to the bottom right-hand corner. There's a tile that talks about the 12-week fall race program. 30% off.
You bet.
And
yep. Next 48 hours.
Next 48 hours. First 10 get double the amount, so 6 months. Take them right through the winter with personal training.
Yeah.
And it's the cost of like a latte a day, maybe?
Yeah, basically. Maybe? I mean, different lengths for different people. Sometimes there's longer goal sets and things like that, but it boils down to about the cost of a Starbucks latte per day.
Cheap.
Yep.
Don't need a gym membership.
That's right. Don't need
that is your gym membership.
$60 an hour trainer.
No. I'm really, really excited about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's gonna.
And what I want to do, I think, in future shows is kind of bring folks in who've registered.
Yeah.
And kind of follow their journey along, why they registered, and how they're really improving.
Yeah.
Through the winter months.
Yeah, we have hundreds.
Yeah. Maybe I'll join them on that for fun.
Yeah, that'll be a good time.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. It is time for Song of the Week. I got to tell you, these guys are absolutely insane. The band is called Too Many Zoos. They're a New York subway band. Unbelievable trio. You gotta listen to this. If you put this on your running mix, you will be running like a madman. This is Star of Eck from Too Many Zoos on Running Flat Radio.
This federal election is important to all of us. Whether you are a first-time voter, a long-time voter, or somewhere in between, healthcare, a national pharmaceutical strategy, seniors' care needs, and a needed updating of our national healthcare system are the issues of importance to RTO/ERO. Be part of this election campaign. Ask questions. Demand answers. Take an interest. Get involved. Be an informed voter. But most important, vote. This message brought to you by members of the Retired Teachers of Ontario District 7, Windsor, Essex.
Winter. Not everyone's favorite season, but it's not all bad. There's the first snowfall, ice skating, and the Ford No Extra Charge Winter Safety Package. You get winter tires, rims, and pressure sensors with the purchase or lease of select new models. So now Ford helps make winter just a little more bearable. A little.
Get a new 2015 Escape with up to $3,250 in Ford rebates. Plus, with our no extra charge winter safety package, it's easy to get into a Ford. For details, see Ford.ca/incentives.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a mattress? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Tepperman's.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with fog patches developing overnight, getting down to a low of 9. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, reaching a daytime high of 20. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high 21. Friday, cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers, the high 18. Saturday, sunny and a high 18. Once again for tonight, partly cloudy skies with fog patches developing overnight, the low 9.
It's time to run like zombies are chasing you. Wait, they will be chasing you. The most fun way to spend your Thanksgiving weekend is at Zombie Chase 2015. Join the A-team at this family-friendly 5K taking place October 10th at the riverfront at dusk. This is the perfect excuse to skip dessert with Uncle Bob. Everyone gets a super cool glow-in-the-dark zombie finisher's medal and a zombie-inspired t-shirt. Proceeds benefit Life After 50. For more information, go to runningflat.com.
Miller Lite is happy to be the official beer of Major League Baseball in Canada. So happy, in fact, now that the postseason is upon us, we're taking $3 off 24 bottle and can packs at your local beer store. That's $3 off for the postseason. Is Miller Lite the best tasting light beer? And there's only one way to find out. $3 off Miller Lite 24 bottles and cans for a limited time in Ontario, and only while supplies last. It's Miller time. Trademarks used with permission of Major League Baseball Properties Incorporated. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau seemed all right. But now I'm not so sure. My job counts on a strong auto sector. And while our industry was hurting, one of Trudeau's top advisors said we should let the big three go bankrupt. Then Trudeau said we should just give up on manufacturing. Can you believe it? Give up on good jobs that support families like mine? That's just bad judgment and too big a risk. I want change in Ottawa. But Justin Trudeau? He just lost my vote.
Authorized by the registered agent for the NDP.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. And I gotta tell you, song of the week was Too Many Zoos. That's Z-O-O-Z. Star of Eck is the name of the song. Honestly, a trio. A guy playing baritone, sax, a trumpet player, and a percussionist. In a subway in New York. Incredible. Just Google these guys. I think you'll fall in love with them. And if you can grab a copy of one of their songs, put on your running mix, you will run like a madman. Here they go. Anyway, talking about madmen, it's time to welcome in our weekly guest, Ben Kaplan.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
Hey, Ben, how are you this week?
Yeah, I can't complain. Feeling good. Feeling really good. About to get into my taper. I'm doing the marathon next Sunday, and it's going to be one more long run, but I'm feeling lean and mean.
But you've been tapering for a couple weeks, haven't you?
Well, you know, I guess so, but no, I'm feeling good. I feel confident.
You know, we always kind of laugh about people who are tapering, you know, that the hardest thing is keeping your head out of the fridge.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. I know.
Well, good luck to you. Good luck to you.
I mean, I went back and forth. If I have another one in me, where I did Ottawa not too long ago, and I ran it at about, let's say, 75%, and it's it's such a more, you know, it's a pleasant experience to run it at 75%. Then if, but if you go at 105%, it's a whole different, you know, it's a whole different universe to test yourself like that. But I just, so I was like, maybe I should just do 75. But instead I was like, no, I still have one more 105% in me, you know?
Well, good for you, man. Good for you. So, you know, Toronto is one of many great races that happen around the world. And I know you wanted to talk a bit about kind of setting goals.
Yeah, well, it's cool. I mean, a lot of people that I'm talking with now, you know, the New York Marathon's November 1st, and a lot of people are getting excited about that. And, you know, there's these different things, the sort of Everest of the running world. And I know people are getting excited about traveling and going to these races. And it's pretty neat. It's fun to watch people get excited. So I guess the only thing I was thinking is just that, you know, for the different people that are listening to this, that one thing that you can consider, and I'm sure some of your listeners do, is to invest a little bit into travel and experience some of these, you know, world-class events that are going on not only in your own backyard, but all over the world.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting topic, and we should probably even do a full show about this, because the city of Windsor is now considering whether or not to bring on an official position that deals with sports tourism, focusing on bring all these different you know, athletic events into the city because of the type of people they bring. And yeah. And you know, look at, I'm the race director and owner of many races, and I can tell you that there is no market more incredible than the running market. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they love to travel to a great event experience. They want to experience the region, the culture,
totally.
The sights, the sounds. They want to shop, they want to drink, they want to eat. They want to take it all in because they love life.
Yeah.
And that's what running is all about. And that is what, you know, look, we travel twice a year to different destinations to do races. You know, whether it's just locally around here, whether it's Cleveland, you know, or whether it's Florida or whether it's California, you know, it doesn't matter because, you know, we kind of pick the races that we like. And, you know, we're coming into the winter season, right? Let's get through this late fall running season that, you know, that we're all used to, that really kind of ends in November. You know, when I kind of look at the calendar here in Canada, it really kind of ends with Hamilton.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and it all starts again with Hamilton. I don't know what the hell that's about, you know, with Around the Bay. But, you know, when you look at the calendar, we start to go into the winter months, and then we start worrying about, you know, Disney in January. And then there's other, you know, great southern locale races that, you know, we can kind of pick up through February into March. And you know what? Most runners that I know always kind of put their holidays, you know, culminating with a run. Either it starts or ends somewhere in their holidays.
I mean, it's just a cool way. I did the Jerusalem Marathon, and, like, you know, you do these things with the mindset that, like, look, I'm traveling to this, I'm taking a long trip, and it's not, you know, you have to decide, you know, are you going to go out there to go for a PB, or are you going out there because, like, wow, what a cool way to see the city. And you go to a place, even Paris or somewhere, you know, 26 miles or a half marathon too, whatever it is, you know, in Madrid, but you see a lot of the city, you know, covering 26 miles, I saw a lot of Jerusalem, you know, and it's such a cool way of doing it because you're seeing it, you know, you're not in the back of a tour bus falling asleep. You're like out there on your feet, like, you know, really getting to the lay of the land.
Yeah,
so,
that's an incredible point. You know, so if you're a politician sitting at home listening to this show, or if you're a Windsorite or, you know, in any municipality and you're wondering, you know, why would I really want to support a race in my community, especially one that, you know, brings, you know, folks to my community that are from a foreign locale. Listen to what Ben is saying about why it's so important. So like, why did you run Jerusalem, and what was the experience that drew you to Jerusalem, and why would you recommend that as a race?
Oh, man, I mean, I can't tell you. There's few things that have touched me in the way that has. I mean, I'm not... I wouldn't necessarily categorize myself as religious, but when the opportunity arose to go out there and to see people, and there was, like, I was running side by side with, like, religious pilgrims, and it started to hail in the old city, you know. So we're literally running through the place where, like, they say, you know, where Jesus, we're running across Jesus' steps where he went to the with the cross, and you know, and people beside me are weeping. you know, this is extraordinary. You know, there's the runner's high, and that's touched with their religious moment. And, you know, and I'm standing there, and I'm running, and, you know, to bear this all in, it was just, it was astounding. I mean, this was the experience writ large. You know, I did a big thing on it for Runner's World, actually, because it was, you know, it's just an unusual thing. But even beside that, though, you know, when I ran in Portugal, or any, you know, you really get to see it. And then, okay, one thing is then you bond with all the people because you're all there with the like mind, you know.
Correct.
Just like going to the Super Bowl or something like that, or seeing an Olympics, you know, everybody else there, you're all there for the same thing. And then when the thing is over, it's like you have all these new friends and you did it. You got through this thing together, and it's like, wow, you know, now let's see what's up. You've earned it. You know, you never go on vacation where it's like, how many more ice creams can you eat before 11 in the morning? But there's just like kind of nothing to do. I mean, it's fun. You're on vacation. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I don't want to sit there and eat to drink pina coladas all day. You know, it's not as fulfilling. It's not enriching.
But as a tourist coming to a city, whether it's Ottawa, whether it's, you know, Edmonton, whether it's Vancouver, whether it's, you know, Boise.
Yeah.
And you're going there for their half marathon, or maybe it's like a really big 10K, like Peachtree, for instance, the world's largest run.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, 65,000 runners.
Yeah.
You know, why is that so important to the community, and what's the experience that you pull away from it?
Oh, man, I mean, to be amongst your people. When I was in the Boston Marathon, you know, you're just walking around in the street, and you just, you know, you're walking one way, and they're walking another, and it's just your people. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it, that you are just among your tribe. I mean, in that sense, when I was in Montreal last week, and the weekend before, or whatever it was, and we're starting the race on the top of this bridge, and I looked back, and I don't know, there's 30,000 people on the bridge. And everybody, you know, they're counting down before the start line goes, and everybody's sort of jumping up and down and getting ready to go. And it's like, you know, I've put a lot into this running style, as you have. You know, this is our life. But so, you know, to get out there amidst the people and to see it, you know, in full swing, it's moving, man. I was almost like, you know, it's like it can well up.
And you get to spend all that time in that municipality, every kilometer at a time, experiencing it. And that is the value that races put in communities, and why communities need to support races in their communities, because those runners have traveled there from Iqaluit, from Vancouver, from, you know, from Boise, Idaho. It doesn't matter where they came from, but they came there to experience your locale, and that's what's critical, and that's what people need to understand about running. Runners love the experience, and they're here to take in everything you give them. And on that note, my friend, I wish you all the best.
Well put. That's an eloquent outro, so thanks for having me, man.
Thanks. Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine. You have been listening to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Uzinski. For more information about Running Flat, and especially our brand-new 12-week fall race program app that'll help you get to your goals, go to runningflat.com. But most of all, keep running.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.